This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. The winner of the Boyd's Gun Stock giveaway, by the way, was a gentleman by the name of Terry Kreitz out in, I believe, Idaho. So that gun stock is on its way to him. His is a very novel approach. He got the gun stock to justify buying the gun to go on it, and he's going to tell his wife it's for her. So congratulations, Terry. And check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I like to go over the news, and one person that does a lot of news writing about more things that I even know occur in a given day, that would be The Truth About Guns. So that's why I always go to the man, which is the editor-in-chief there, Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Frady. How are you?
I'm good. Now, normally, I ask you about what caught your eye, except your top story right now on your front page has caught my eye. Home invader stabs himself after being shot by homeowner in daughter's bedroom.
That was a strange one, wasn't it?
Give me the timeline on this, because I just want to sit back and roll my eyes at this one.
Well, from news reports, this occurred in Houston, and early Sunday morning, about 2:30, a Houston homeowner was awoken to the sound of somebody breaking in a window. And he got up and found the home invader in his 13-year-old daughter's bedroom holding a gun. And the homeowner managed to wrestle the gun away from the man and shot him. From reports, sounds like a couple of times. The wounded home invader then managed to get downstairs to the kitchen, where he grabbed a knife and started to stab himself repeatedly. Apparently a neighbor had seen that while the family was evacuating the house. The miscreant was taken to the hospital and died. No, they don't know yet whether he died of the gunshot wounds or the self-inflicted knife wounds, but that's the story. I don't know if drugs were involved. I don't know if the man was insane. We don't know yet. It's still early, but yeah, that's quite a story. That's not one you read every day.
Have you ever seen The Life of Brian with Monty Python?
Many years ago, but yes.
Do you remember the Judean People's Front?
Yes,
crack Suicide Squad, when they run up there and say that. With the crack Suicide Squad, they look like a bunch of samurai, and then they pop open their shirt and stab themselves and go, that'll show them. Was this guy part of the Judean People's Front, or what was,
Maybe he was. I don't know. Maybe he was just a Game of Thrones fan who was really upset by the final episode. I don't know. I'm sure the police are involved in getting details on this man and what may or may not have been wrong with him, and nobody's sure exactly what his motive was. Seemed to have been a random break-in. At least at first, it was still very early in the investigation. There didn't seem to be any connection between the homeowner and this person. So we're just glad to hear that the homeowner was able to get the gun away from him before he did something terrible. We would certainly suggest that the homeowner get his own gun so he doesn't have to wrestle a gun away from a potential burglar or something like that. But we're just glad that all's well that ends well.
So this guy, now he was apparently upstairs, and the dad called him in his daughter's room, disarmed him, and shot him, and then the dude runs downstairs and gets a knife and stabs himself. Is that the timeline?
Correct. I think so. But from some of the, if you watch the videos on our site and you listen to the report from the, in one of the police spokesmen, it sounds like they, you know, the husband shot the man and then got all the kids out of the house and a neighbor responded and all that. And then while the family was getting out of the house and the police were on their way, it sounds like then that's when the burglar managed to get himself up and get down in the kitchen and start stabbing himself. Because it's, again, it just is just from the video and the report from the police, it sounded like it was the neighbor who was checking on the status of what was going on in the house who saw the burglar poking himself with a kitchen knife.
And the burglar has passed away. Is that correct?
He has assumed room temperature.
Yeah. That is bizarre. I've never heard that one before in my life. It is a very good indicator though about the whole thing about magazine capacity or round capacity. Because do we know how many times the homeowner shot the perpetrator?
We don't know. From the description from the police officer, it sounded like it was more than once. Again, it was the burglar's own gun that he used, so we don't know what kind it was or what kind of capacity. But all these details will come out in time, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure they will, but if he shot him more than once, dude was not deanimated by those shots. He was able to get up and, I mean, that takes a whole lot. Well, you know, not really. The article I wrote about being the gun grabber, my buddy got up with a sucking chest wound, got up and walked with me just holding his arm from the length of the house and laid down.
We've written about this before, too. The whole concept of stopping power of a handgun is a myth. You know, there's been many, many instances of people being shot, you know, with 45s multiple times. And adrenaline alone could keep those people going. Let alone if the person who's been shot is on some sort of a stimulant or illegal drug, PCP, who knows? So yes,
this particular dude sounds like he might have been on something.
Yeah,
and his messages he was getting from whatever he was under the influence of changed from all right, go do this, and now go stick yourself until you're dead. So did they pronounce him dead on the site, or was he still?
My understanding is he expired at the hospital.
Okay. It's, you know, you can't write this stuff, can you? I mean, when you saw this, were you like, all right, who's the wise guy?
Yeah, exactly.
Which one of you guys put this out there? How did you make this look like it came off the AP? How did this happen?
Yeah, you just can't make this stuff up. But
no.
if you can imagine it, it's probably happened.
Yeah, well, that's a first, though. I've never heard of that one. I mean, that's one of those things that seems like it would be like an In Living Color sketch.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. Just because it has it, if it wasn't so horrifically bad, it would be funny.
Yeah, exactly. I have to leave either drugs or mental illness were heavily involved here, or maybe both.
But once again, a homeowner defends his house with the other guy's gun, which I don't know if we chalk that up as a defensive shooting or really guys like Steven Seagal, huh? Yeah. Maybe you need to have like a Seagal category in defensive gun uses. The Steven Seagal. I like that idea. Truthaboutguns.com. That is where Mr. Zimmerman plies his trade. That's where anywhere between 10, 16 on a hot day, maybe even 20 different news stories pop up. There's never a slow news day. Because it's all about the entirety of the truth about guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Congratulations, Terry Kreitz, for winning the At One Gun Stock. I hope your wife enjoys that. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. Now, one thing that I do like about your site is when you see a, if somebody wants to contribute something to it based upon an article that you have written, and I, once again, I'm going beyond what we normally do, you give them that chance. And recently, somebody wanted to know why would a concealed carrier need to carry a backup gun?
Right. I got an email from a gentleman in Canada who said that, you know, in his experience, most cops don't even carry backup guns. He didn't see why the typical concealed carry person needed a backup gun. And I think he probably sees the pocket dumps that we post from time or every day. And
sure,
some of those have show people who carry a, you know, a compact to medium sized gun and then a smaller backup gun and that type of thing. And he just thought it was, might have been overkill. And of course that always promotes or provokes a lot of discussion as to why you need one. Some people compare it to carrying a, having a fire extinguisher in multiple rooms in your house, that type of thing. Yeah. Some people are willing to carry that much gear and some people aren't. Just depends on what you want to do.
Well, I guess one of the reasons the cops don't carry backup weapons is because the cops carry radios and handcuffs and spare magazines and tasers and all manner of things. How much does their gun belt weigh?
Oh, I don't know, but it's got to be, what, 20 pounds? With,
yeah.
You've got a light, you've got magazines, you've got cuffs, you've got a laser or a taser, you've got a lot of times you have extra mag, you've got your duty gun. That's going to be a heavy thing to carry around all the.
And now most of them are wearing vests, too.
Yeah, they're wearing a vest. I see cops around here. I see a fair number of motorcycle police here in Austin. And if you look at them, you know, they wear the higher boots. And almost every one of them's got a knife in their boot.
Right.
Clipped to their boot. A lot of them have, they're usually stilettos or otter knives, you know, so that acts as a backup weapon, you know, in case in a last-ditch situation. They carry an awful lot of gear.
I just don't, you know, I've been to a couple of classes where, I mean, what do they call that, the New York reload, when you go from just reloading your primary to pulling the secondary?
Yeah, that's the nickname a lot of people are giving it.
I've heard a lot of people give their explanation for it, like in the Westgate Mall thing in Nairobi when the military was taking their own sweet time about responding to it, and most of the people that responded to it because they had permits and they were civilians and they were in the proximity. Having a extra gun meant you could have armed somebody else.
Right. Exactly.
Because they were dealing with a bunch of guys running AKs, and they all had handguns.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Which that comes down to tactics and everything, but I think they probably killed a couple of them. But, that's been the biggest reason to carry a secondary gun, although I would be a little reluctant to say, hey, we're in a big firefight here. I got a spare. You want one?
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd want to hand mine off. Even if I do have one to keep, but I'm sure I want to give up a backup.
Right.
But, and hopefully I'll never find myself in that situation. But a lot of gun carriers, myself included, the more you carry, the more you appreciate a thinner, lighter gun.
Yeah.
And the thought of carrying a second gun on top of that is just more than most people want to deal with. I know it's more than I do. I've never carried one on a backup.
Have you looked at the CZ P10S?
I've seen it, I've not shot it.
I think that addresses the middle ground. It's not one of those little thin ones, but it's a 12-round gun. It feels and shoots like a full-size gun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, instead of having 6 rounds or 8 rounds, you got 12. And with a spare magazine, instead of having 6 or 18, you've got 24. And I think that addresses the need. And it addresses it better than any of the other ones that try to go the double stack route, because they're always trying to make those things so stubby that, you know, you got one finger that's on it, two they're hanging off like you're drinking a cup of tea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Yeah, no, the 24 rounds is a lot. You know, 12 rounds is a good amount. Now, that, you know, that of course gets into the same question: how, you know, do you carry a backup magazine? Most people don't even do that. Let alone
I carry one
handgun.
Yeah, I carry one.
Right, and with magazine clips, Magna Clip. I can't remember the name of the product, but there's a product that will a magnetic clip that will clip to your magazine and stay in your offhand pocket and looks like you're carrying a knife over something.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it's a great product, and it makes it easy to carry a backup magazine. Some people are willing to do that. Again, some people aren't. You know, it's another half pound of weight in your pockets, but a lot of people make that are more than willing to do that kind of thing.
We got about 60 seconds left here. So after that gentleman, after you gave him the chance to write his question out and make it an article, did he get feedback enough to where he understands now?
I have not spoken to him, but I've sent him an email with a link to the article to make sure he saw that I posted it. I had his permission, and can't wait to talk to him.
Yep. Well, I'm not sure very many people would allow that to happen on their website. You do, so that's pretty cool.
Happy to.
What is your you're talking about a lightweight gun. What is the gun that you carry right now?
Most often it's a Glock 43.
I understand. I've got one of those. I don't know what I want to do, but I've got one of those. I do have it. I carry it sometimes, but here lately it's been the P10S, just because I always default to capacity, and it's not that much more discomfort, which that's what it's about. It's all about discomfort. But sure. Truth About Guns, thetruthaboutguns.com. You can find that article and maybe 20 more just like it just from today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tornadoes and severe weather are threatening areas in and around Oklahoma City. Emily Sutton's a storm chaser and meteorologist at KFOR-TV, the NBC affiliate in Oklahoma City.
I think we may have seen a tornado kind of wrapped up. We definitely saw the lowering, and what's challenging about this is it's quite possibly that new circulation you were talking about, quite possibly could be a rain wrap.
A tornado watch is in effect for the entire area, and the storms are capable of producing powerful EF4 tornadoes. Former White House counsel Don McGahn is being told by the White House not to testify on Tuesday. The House Judiciary Committee, a Democratic-led panel, subpoenaed McGahn to testify about the final report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. McGahn could be held in contempt of Congress if he does not show up, and the Dow fell 85 points to close at 25,679. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns, which normally I say, well, let's recap it. What caught your eye? And two things caught my eye. So I've been half of this hour has been me messing things up. So, but the two next segments are the long ones. So what has caught your eye, sir?
Well, the first thing was the city of Pittsburgh, where the mayor, after the shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue, went on his own personal gun control crusade. The state of Pennsylvania has a preemption law, which means that cities like Pittsburgh and every other town or municipality in the state cannot enact laws that are stricter than state-level laws. Well, Governor Bill Peduto didn't like that. So he set out to pick a fight with the state in hopes that the resulting court case, because he knew he'd get sued, would end up in the state Supreme Court and be invalidated. So the city council enacted three gun control laws, an assault weapons ban, a red flag law, and I believe a magazine capacity limit. And the mayor signed it into law. He was warned by his own district attorney that what they're doing is illegal. And the mayor said, fine, arrest me. Well, he signed it into law, and the city was immediately sued three times by three different entities. The NRA sued them, I want to say maybe Gun Owners America sued them. I can't remember the other entity. Anyway, three different lawsuits were filed. Today, a judge in Allegheny County put a stay on the enforcement of the law, so that the city cannot put that into effect yet. That sounds like good news, but in fact, this is exactly what the mayor wanted. He wanted to pick a fight. He wanted to get this into the courts. The agreement today says that the city won't enforce the law until the courts have spoken. The reason the city doesn't want to enforce it is because as soon as someone is charged with violating one of these new laws, then civilians in the city of Pittsburgh can swear out complaint against the mayor and the city council members who voted for the bill and charge them with violations of the law, basically prosecute them. So they didn't want that to happen. And they also wanted this to move up the line and start on the path toward the state Supreme Court. The city's being represented pro bono by an Everytown lawyer. So basically Michael Bloomberg is funding all this. Lawyer said the city's not looking to prejudice anyone who, while these decisions are made, that's why the city entered into this agreement today. And by prejudice, they mean prosecute. Because again, if they prosecute someone, then charges could be filed against the mayor. So that's where we are in the city of Pittsburgh. We're going to be watching this as the case moves its way through the courts.
Well, do we know what the courts are like in Pennsylvania?
We don't. I understand that the state Supreme Court tends to lean left. Whether they would invalidate a law like preemption remains to be seen. I mean, the law has been on the books for quite a while. It was duly enacted by the state legislature and signed into law by the governor. I'm not sure on what basis the argument would be that the law is unconstitutional. It would seem to – I'm no attorney, so who knows. Have good attorneys. You can concoct any argument you'd like.
Are they trying to say that, you know, states' rights are actually anybody can claim states' rights? If the state won't do it, we need to do it on the city level, and you can't stop us because of that, or what
I'm sure it's going to be something like that. I'm sure that they're saying that they're infringing on local control and the rights of cities to govern themselves. In effect, the same argument as a state's right type situation versus federal law. Again, I'm not an attorney, but I'm sure that that will be the way the argument, the case is argued. The only question is how many judges they can convince at the state level. And then I'm sure if it's invalidated, it would probably go on to federal court, I would guess. I wouldn't think that the supporters of gun rights in Pennsylvania would let that lie.
The thing about this is whenever they go out and do something like this, don't they realize how much that sort of endangers their darling, their Roe versus Wade when they do that, when they get out there and they challenge precedent? They just had one Supreme – yeah.
I'm sure there are other state laws that Mayor Peduto of Pittsburgh loves and laws that his political opponents don't like and would be happy to challenge – in a similar manner. These things always seem to come back and bite people, but they never seem to see that coming down the road. We shall see. It's like the nuclear option in Congress. You know, the Democrats killed that during the Obama years so they could shove more federal judges through the process.
Sure.
And you're never thinking ahead to a time when they might not be controlling the Senate anymore. And now what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And the Republicans have gotten a record number of federal judges through to the point now where the Ninth Circuit is about to turn Republican.
Yeah, yeah, I see that kind of stuff. Gun control makes politicians absolute idiots, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, a lot of issues do, but yeah, that certainly does. Watch the Twitter feeds of people like Eric Swalwell and a few others.
I'm glad you do. Every time I put a tweet up, no matter how stupid it is, Dan is always kind enough to like it and retweet it. And I mean, my tweets are so obscure and so sporadic, that fact that you are out there doing that, monitoring the Twitter sphere, I sleep well at night knowing that.
Well, believe it or not, that's how a lot of news is broken these days, is on Twitter. In fact, that's how I found out about the ruling today in Pittsburgh. I got it about 10 minutes after it happened, thanks to Twitter. Twitter's a cesspool, but it also has some valuable information.
Sure, sure it does. We're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to deviate a little bit because I want to ask you about social media and everything. That's going to be my thing this week, is all this social media brouhaha. And I want to get your opinion on it, simply because I'd like to know what it is. Truthaboutguns.com. This is where the entirety of the gun industry, the gun world, the gunosphere, politics, training, opinion. I mean, it's all there. And, you know, that you can be a reader and get out there and question something. And then Dan will publish that, too. Now, when you do that, that's not for the faint of heart, because the Truth About Guns readership is a very active group. So exercise caution with that part anyway. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Congratulations, Terry Kreitz. I admire your strategy. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Now, let me ask you this. I've been seeing I guest host at a local radio station from time to time. And I was talking about this phenomenon called deplatforming, which 15 years ago, that wasn't even a thing. And my position on all of this is that I wish they'd just go ahead and do it. Just do it and get it over with so we can come for you. Because it's going to take that for the apathetic people who just sort of don't pay that much attention. It's going to take that to get any sort of movement out of this. And it was sort of like doing an article on Truth About Guns. They were coming out of the woodwork for me on that one.
Well, you say you want them to just do it. So what you're saying is you just want the Twitters and Facebooks and YouTubes of the world to just go and kick all the gun-related content off.
Just ban us. Just to kick us off.
And then you say so that we can just come for you. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, these are all based on, you know, Twitter and Facebook and YouTube are all put out there as platforms. Now, platform is something that you and I can stand on. You, on the other hand, are an editor and a publisher. So when you put something on your website, you have considered it and you have deemed it okay enough to be on the site. I don't know if there's ever stuff you turn down because you deem it unnecessary because you're a pretty fair editor. I mean, you let stuff of mine get on there, right? But these guys that get it, they need to decide whether they are publishers or a platform, because the way they got us there in the first place was to be a platform. And I want them to make the decision themselves and distinguish themselves as what they are, which they are publishers.
Well, and in fact, that's the crux of the issue.
Right.
Is they want to have it both ways. They want to be a platform, because being a platform that's quote unquote open to all ostensibly means they're not responsible if somebody puts something up there that result in violence or result in some sort of crime or a financial loss or something like that, because they're just a platform. They're just
right.
an open source, and it's just like Craigslist or whatever. People can put up whatever they want, and they don't. They're not responsible for what people may use their platform for. However, unlike a newspaper or a blog like we are, we're responsible for what we put up there, which means if we put up something that is libelous or false or whatever, we could be sued. We could be criticized for that because we edit that content. We're responsible for the accuracy and quality of that content. Well, those platforms have gotten very much into the editing business. They may not go in and change the spelling or the content in a specific post, but they sure have gotten into deciding what you can and can't put up on your account on Facebook or on Twitter or on YouTube. They have their terms of service, of course, which they enforce very opaquely, that you know, nobody is ever sure exactly what is and isn't compliant with their terms of service. Let's take, for instance, YouTube, which is over the years, they haven't deplatformed as much as they have demonetized gun content. One of our writers, Jeremy S., puts up a fair amount of YouTube content, and he had a video that was just him shooting a suppressed pistol.
Yeah.
And it was demonetized because it was deemed to be dangerous content.
Because of the suppressor. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, James Bond, and it's scary. So.
Oh. Well,
yes. So you'd rather they just cut it all out, and then what do you see happening at that point?
Well, first things first. I think that I don't think Facebook is going to survive forever. As an example, they've had far too many breaches, far too many data, too much data stolen from them, and their primary business model seems to be mining data. So they want to throw away the data. But they've already gotten our data, right? But they want to get rid of the people they've already gotten the data for. And that will, you know, they can have one of their Judean people's front moments where they go, there, that'll show you. But then tomorrow comes. Okay, so you've gotten rid of all of us. Now what? Because that vacuum will not exist very long. The reason all of this is persisting right now, like, for example, the reason none of these gun streaming channels have taken off is because all of us that put up gun content that might put it on there also still put it on YouTube. It has not, and that's because YouTube has more traffic. People make a video, they want it to be seen.
Correct.
So I'm just thinking that, I'm waiting to see what New York does. I hope they try to burn the NRA down altogether, because when that happens, then the NRA membership will really get active, because it seems like we have to be backed into a corner where we think there's nowhere else to go, and then we decide to come out swinging. And it's not till then that we seem to get active.
That's usually the case. Anyway, nobody wants to think that the worst is going to happen until it happens. If Facebook and YouTube suddenly just deleted all gun-related content, I don't doubt that that other platforms like the Full 30s of the world, and I'm sure there are somebody would come up with some other social media site that's got would attract a lot of gun-related users.
With YouTube. YouTube is demonetizing people that are doing BMX channels, because that's dangerous. YouTube is demonetizing people with car drifting channels, because that's dangerous. So they're demonetizing lots and lots of people. And over time, I've heard it said that on the dark web that you got a bunch of kids out there writing the next YouTube and writing the next Facebook. and that we will see something emerge in time that will be a viable alternative. And it will just simply defend. And the problem that Facebook and YouTube, the problems they face is that people know that if you do build it, people will come to it. So they're proof of that. But by getting out there and starting to limit who can and can't be on there, people are going to go where it's easiest to go. It's just like water. Water will find a way.
Yeah, it will, and nothing is forever. I mean, who's the biggest maker of personal computers for years and years? IBM.
Yep.
Not anymore. That's all changed. It always changes. You never think it will. You ever think everything's forever, but nothing is forever.
I had to go to the mall in Indianapolis to get a cable for the Mac, transfer data. And there was a big IBM building beside the fashion mall in Indianapolis, which I had not seen an IBM building in years.
There's a big IBM building here in Austin. They have a big facility here.
They don't sell no pooters.
No, they have other services.
They've had to shift, so yeah, everything does end. And in time, YouTube and Facebook will end. Yeah, Facebook is going to, I see Facebook just sort of imploding when Zuckerberg continues to be Zuckerberg. He can't help himself. Anyway, thank you for joining me as usual. I do appreciate that. Truthaboutguns.com. That's where Dan plies his trade, and his trade is prolific and happening. So I will talk to you soon, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Coming up in hour number three, we're going to discuss a little bit more about this whole deplatforming thing, among other things. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.